Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, listeners. I think you're there, you're hearing, and I know my guest is on. I am having a bit of technical difficulties, and as soon as I can get this resolved, I will be on the air to recognize you. So I just want to ask Bieber to just hold on. I'm having some technical difficulties, as I said, and we are working with that. In the meantime, I just want to go ahead and welcome my guest for today. My guest is my first guest will be Ms. Debert Cook, and Debert is out of New York, and she's on, and we're going to have an amazing show for this first segment this morning. My second guest will be Dr. Shad Hemstetter, and Shad is you could call him the granddaddy of personal development coaching, and he's also the founder of the Life Coach Institute, which offer coaching services to people globally. You know, there's a wonderful curriculum that offers telephone coaching or one-on-one coaching, and I'm also excited to be part of that amazing organization. So we are going to have Shad on for the second segment. And while I wait, I want to just go ahead and give you some housekeeping. We are having an Vision Weekend Conference, which is scheduled for May the 6th through the 9th, and that will be taking place at the Heritage Southbury here in Connecticut. I have an amazing lineup of presenters. Presenters are coming all the way from Scotland, and it is just going to be an amazing, amazing conference. The conference will focus on the vision. You know that a lot of us, we have problems in accomplishing our goals. And the reason that is so is because we oftentimes do not have clarity of the vision that we are on. And this curriculum is designed specifically for that reason, to give us clarity on our vision and to help us in achieving our goals. We have entrepreneurs there who will be speaking on how to leverage your personal best. We are having bankers there that will talk with you about building new relationships with them and possibly getting funding for your business. We will have hands-on practice for you to create your own vision board so that you will leave there with a tangible plan that will help you in following through, so that when you come back to the Vision Conference in 2011, you will have a great testimonial of what you have accomplished off of that. And I am just so very excited about the conference. Some of the speakers will be Delores Presley, and she founded a company called Born Successful. We have Jan Mullock coming from Australia, the Positive Achiever Program. We have Mr. Ed Foxworth. We have Mr. Jim Nemley. We have Dr. Gerald Higginbotham. We have Richie Donald, who is an amazing gentleman out of the New York area. He has an amazing story, how he started business and how he has grown his business to the magnitude that it is at now. We are having Miss Talia Stovall. And Talia is out of the Chicago area. And she has an amazing, amazing program that she does. And it is just so so wonderful to have these speakers here. So I am now on. I have not seen my my guests on. So Dirt, if you are listening, please call back in to the show. Okay. So Ms. Debert Cook will be on. It seems as if my technical situation has been resolved. So I'm going to go on the line now and try to see if I have Debert there. I do apologize for this. We know technology has a mind of its own. So I hope she calls back in into the show so we can hear her this morning.
What's the plan that you have for me? The place you've called me to be. Some people call it destiny. Will you let me know? What's the plight that you've called me to? The thing I'm set aside to do. I trust you, Lord, to see me through. Will you let me look in your heart?
Well, I tell you, it's such a challenge this morning. My technology got all mixed up. The wrong song was playing and everything. But, in spite of all of that, I am here this morning and I'm praying that D-Bert will call back in. I know she probably had called in before when we were having technical difficulties, and these technology have a mind of their own, and they go off on a tangent when they are ready. However, if she does not call in, then we'll need to reschedule her for another time. Of course, you are listening to Dynamic Daphne, the Queen of the Empowered Soul. And D-Bert, if you're listening, the number to call is 646-915-8166. And I am broadcasting out of New Milford. This morning we are experiencing light snow here, but we are still very excited to be alive and to experience the weather, because there are a lot of people who went to bed and did not wake up this morning. So we are among the blessed and the fortunate. So while I wait on my guest to call in, I'm hoping that she will. Remember, the number to call is 646-915-8166. And again, I apologize for the late start with my technology, but that's behind me now. I am up and ready to rock and roll. So I am hoping to hear from our guests, and if we don't, we'll just hang around and chat here and wait for Dr. Shad. morning, D-Mark. You're on the air.
Good morning. We've got such a huge snowstorm up here.
Oh, I'm so sorry. We are having some snow in Connecticut, too, but not. I do apologize. Are you hearing me?
I do. I hear some noise on the line, though.
Yes, I tried to get that. Let me know if that's better.
Yeah, better.
I had some challenge this morning.
Yes.
With the technology.
Ah.
You know technology has a mind of its own, my dear friend.
It does.
You know, I'll have you back at another time for a full session.
That's good. Okay.
We have 31 minutes remaining in this session, so I'm going to ask you to please do a brief discussion, and then you maybe want to spend the rest of the time talking about the Gulf Fest, and then we can have you back to talk about the wonderful person you are at another time.
Oh, that's fine. Sure.
Okay, so just do a brief discussion, please. A brief introduction of who you are.
Okay. This is DeBert. I'm publisher of the African American Golfers Digest, and we're located in New York City, headquartered in the Wall Street area of the Financial District, and the publication comes out quarterly, and this
nice.
March, we're celebrating 7 years.
Oh, congratulations. Congratulations. And not only you're the publisher of the Golfers Digest, but you founded a great program that goes along with that magazine.
Oh, yeah. We do a couple of things each year.
Uh-huh.
We do the PGA show down in Orlando, Florida, which reaches 40,000 trade-only golf professionals. We take our diversity pavilion down there. We've been doing that for 6 years. That's every January. And then this coming around the Masters season in April in Augusta, Georgia, mm-hmm. James Brown's hometown,
yeah,
we'll be having our first annual Augusta Golf Fest. It's a family festival focusing on health, family, fitness, and golf.
Wonderful. So you want to explain to the listeners a little more in depth how they can be part of the Golf Fest.
Sure. It's a week-long festival. It kicks off on April the 4th. And we're going to do some things with the youth and the African-American professional golfer Jim Dent, along with the First Tee, in helping to raise their values and citizenship responsibilities and let them know how that compares to the game of golf. That's going to happen in a couple of the housing projects on the 4th, the 5th, and the 6th of April. And then we're going to have a large community event for all the children on that afternoon of the 6th. Then we get into some more of the adult programs, which offer a couple of free seminar sessions, workshops, a town hall meeting. They're going to focus on golf as a business,
mm-hmm.
the opportunities for students to get scholarships. A lot of those scholarships go unclaimed, you know, every year.
Yes, yes.
And
shame,
we're also going to talk
shame.
About diversity and women in the business, diversity and inclusion brunch, which you're involved in, Daphne.
Yes, yes, very excited about that.
Look forward to hearing your keynote.
Yeah, I'm excited about that. And, you know, thank you so much for including me in such an amazing event, because I am here to serve and add value, and we need to just embrace what everybody else is doing so people can see that now is the time for joint ventures where we can get together and just lift everybody's vision up. It doesn't matter where you are. I find myself right now embracing and doing joint ventures with people from New Zealand, UK, all over.
Wow.
D-Bert, and it is such an amazing blessing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, for those people in the Augusta, Georgia area, and those in the housing projects, on how do they get signed up to be part of these activities?
They can go to, we've got two websites, one for the magazine. We're the only Black-focused golf magazine in the United States.
Congratulations.
And again, it's 7 years old. We're very proud of that. It's a lifestyle publication. So if you don't think you're interested in golf, take a look at the webpage. You might be surprised at some of the things you can get involved in. And any body type can play golf. That's what's great about it. The website for the magazine side is AfricanAmericanGolfersDigest.com. And for the festival side, the Augusta Golf Fest is AugustaGolfFest.com. www.africanamericandemographic.com. And both of those will give you all the details you need about the African American demographic in golf and our exciting programs.
So it's the one for the Golf Fest is AugustaGolfFest.com.
Correct.
Okay. All right. So you just mentioned something, and I had a broad smile on my face when you said anybody type.
Which is good for women because we know our body goes through a lot of changes over the years, the childbearing years, the college years, the senior years. But no matter what your body type, you can get out there and get some exercise on the golf course,
have a
great time, especially at the banquets that are held after the tournaments. Don't even play golf. Just make it to the banquets and meet some great people.
I have an amazing story about that, and that's why I was laughing. At our church, we have numerous small groups.
Uh-huh.
And a couple of years back, one of the small groups was golf. So I signed up for the group.
Uh-huh.
And I went to my first couple of practices, and then, you know, coach was going through all the drill of everything. I said, coach, you know I'm really not taking lessons to be a professional. I said, I just need to get the opportunity to take an executive out on the course for 6 hours to discuss business and close a deal. Because I said, versus going into his office and get 40 minutes max or 30, 35,
right,
out there I'll get 6 hours. He bent over laughing.
Yeah.
I said, you know I'm telling you the truth. That's where all the big deals are closed.
It's definitely true.
It is
a great networking venue out on the golf course.
Yes, it is. You know, and people are out there, and people get so relaxed, and they are all not wound up about everything else that's happening around them.
Exactly.
So how did you get involved in golf, and how long have you been part of this?
I opened my event planning business 11 years ago. I'm an event planner by trade, and having left the corporate world and opened my own shop, I started getting all the golf invitations that my bosses used to get. I used to be with Business Week, Chase Manhattan Bank, Blue Cross Blue Shield, and my bosses used to get all these great invitations to come out and play golf. So when I opened my own business, I started getting those same invitations, I guess because I joined all the professional organizations, and each of them seemed to have an annual golf tournament. So I said, let me go to this one that's going to be held in Las Vegas, because I love Las Vegas, you know.
Yeah, couldn't never play been there.
So I took me some lessons, which you have to do, and I took them with a girl coach here in New York down at Chelsea Piers. 1 month lessons, an hour a week, and learned so much in the rules. So I went out and had a great time in Las Vegas playing golf. Came back and said, you know, I'm going to keep this up, and couldn't find any instruction books that showed people of color.
Oh, my God.
I said, this has got to be ridiculous. And
something is wrong.
After working at Business Week magazine, I said, you know, there should be a black golf magazine. And that's how I got started in publishing the African American Golfers Digest.
And how does people subscribe to the Golfers Digest?
You can do it online at the website, AfricanAmericanGolfersDigest.com, and just go under subscribe. You can print the form, fax it, or email us, and we'll get it to you if you need it that way.
Okay, wonderful, wonderful. You know something, there's a lot of black people, and I'm not saying that with any negative connotation. They, unless they are the elite, they think, oh no, why am I going to go into golf? Golf, that's for the rich people, and that's not for me. And I was so excited when you mentioned about all the activities that you are taking into the housing project.
Oh, yeah.
Because we need to start them early.
Yeah,
you know.
With the whole childhood obesity initiative, golf is an excellent recreational tool for young people.
Yes,
and they get the benefit of being able to play free. The First Tee offers a lot of programs where they can go out on the golf course and play absolutely for free.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. I know this is the second year. You had it last year. What was the support like? Did you get a lot of people from out of town, or you just had the natives who supported the event?
For the Golf Fest, this is the inaugural event, and we're looking at getting most of the community involved. The programs all benefit the Black Museum there, the Lucy Craft Laney Museum in Augusta, mm-hmm. Georgia. The museum is hoping to add an additional wing to house an African-American golf exhibit. So this fundraising initiative is going to happen every year, and this is actually the first one.
Oh, I don't know why I thought you did it. My apologies. I thought you did it last year. I'm part of history.
This is the very first Augusta Golf Fest.
I am part of history. Now I'm super,
yes,
super excited. Oh, this is wonderful. So now for the people who are my listeners, who are listening and they want to travel into Augusta, Georgia. Is there a registration? Do they have to play? Do they have to pay to play? Tell them. How do they go about this?
Well, visit the website, first of all, so they can see the schedule. Because
right.
we have a lot of things going on. They may just want to come in for the three-day festival. And if that's the case, the Augusta Housing Bureau can help you with lodging and accommodations. There's all type of things. You can stay in apartments. You can stay in ritzy villas. Or you could stay with a family member if you have somebody in the Atlanta area. Because a lot of people just drive in. I think it's like an hour and a half from Atlanta.
Okay.
Then you've got across the river, Aiken, Georgia. So there's a lot of economical housing that can be found.
Okay,
so
as long
come
as you
in
have
just
transportation.
That Thursday, Friday, and Saturday for the three-day festival and the free seminars, then that would probably be your best bet.
And for the free seminars, they need to arrive when? The 7th or when?
They should arrive on the 7th or the early morning of the 8th because it kicks out off on the 8th. Mm-hmm. We've got our women's brunch at 11. Then we've got a great conference that has moderator Coach Ken Woods. Don't know if you know him. He's out of Atlanta, Georgia.
I've heard of him.
Yeah. He's doing a great forum.
It's going to be a pleasure to meet him.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Stop
yes.
the hatred. Let the violence go. Mm-hmm. He's going to do that. Then we've got Miss Miller Betts, who's the executive director of the Lucy Craft Laney Museum. She's going to share on how we can protect and preserve our Black history.
Mm-hmm.
After that, we'll follow with a relationship seminar on how to build and maintain good relationships and how they affect your entire being.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got two great movies that are going to be shown, historic Black movies. One is called Uneven Fairways, was put out by the Golf Channel, and it's a whole movie documentary about Blacks in golf.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to follow that with our exciting town hall meeting that's going to talk about growing diversity in the golf industry.
Wonderful, wonderful.
We'll end up about 8:30 that evening.
Wonderful. So this is going to be a very informational packed event and one that will add value to whomever attend. Because you rightfully say, you know, any body type, and I'm sure I can say any age too,
can enter. Yes.
It's never too late for you to start. Now, as you're not really new in golf, but when you just started DBIRT, what were some of the challenges that you were faced with?
Well, the first thing I did was I was learning to swing, and I was faced with the challenge of not actually knowing how to properly swing. Even though I took the lessons, I did slack off for a few weeks. And then when I went back out on the golf course, I was a little rusty.
Mm-hmm.
Ended up hurting my shoulder, and then I had to go and get a little x-ray done to make sure it wasn't nothing serious. But you need to warm up before you play.
Yes,
do some
yes,
stretches
yes.
on the course.
Mm-hmm.
There's a couple of things you can go through, some movements that the pros at the course can show you.
Mm-hmm.
Just 3 to 5 minutes, warm up like any exercise.
Yes.
You have to remember you're going out on the golf course. You're going to be walking. You're going to be bending over, picking up your ball. You're going to be stretching when you swing. So you need to do those warm-up stretches. And I had a bad habit of not wanting to do any warm-up stretches.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, like anything else, any sports, any exercise you do, any dancing routine, they always let you know how important the warm-ups are. And we are, as adults, we are challenging learners. You know, we always look to cut corners. And we don't want to go by the instructions that we are given, especially when we are learning something new.
Mm-hmm.
But it is a reason that they tell us that. So very good advice. Warm up, warm up, warm up. The minute you pick up your clubs going to put the content, the bag in the car, just keep saying warm up, warm up, warm up, because is of vital importance.
Yes, it is.
Any other important lessons you learn along the way?
I wanted to let everyone know that golf is the fastest growing sport among African Americans, and you truly can play it to any age. They've even got people that are so addicted to this game because it's a game where you don't need a team. It's an individual competitive sport. You're playing against yourself, mm-hmm. and your last time that you were out to get your activity and everything engaged with the game. So what you want to do is just make sure you dress properly for the weather. If it's going to be a little cool or if you think it's going to rain, dress properly before you go out. Always have an umbrella in your golf bag. If you don't have your own set of clubs, you can always rent a set of clubs. And the best deals are on the Internet. If you want to get your first set of clubs, just go into the Internet on eBay or one of the golf stores. They have some great websites with some great used golf clubs.
Now, how do you... How do you know what type of clubs to purchase? Because I know when you go into the local shops, they ask you lots of different questions, and they're measuring some. I've seen people measuring lengths and all of that. Well, how do you know on the eBay or any online store, how do you know what clubs to get?
You go into a golf shop, they will measure you. It's called being fitted.
Right.
And they'll tell you exactly if you're left-handed or right-handed, if you're a man or a woman, and if you've been, this is your first time playing, if you need strong clubs, if you need what they call more flexible clubs, they will measure you and fit you for a proper golf club. At that point, you're ready to buy your own set of clubs. But until that time, you can go to the golf course and just talk to the pro, and he will give you a set of clubs to what we call bang up or mm-hmm. swing around with just until you get ready to get fitted to make that investment to buy your own set of clubs.
Okay, and that's a good idea, too, to probably just use the one at the court first, and then you know exactly, because maybe a couple of months
right.
you would feel to know what suits you best.
Right.
Wonderful, 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 wonderful. Now, as you started playing, and I remember you mentioned about not seeing any black magazines pertaining to golf.
Mm-hmm.
How, when you go out on the courts, were there many black women?
There are so many black women playing golf now. And, in fact, I hate to keep saying all these statistics, but it's part of our business here.
It's important. It's important.
40% of my readers are women.
Good.
And a lot of the women now are starting to retire or semi-retire, and they are taking up golf as a pastime to stay active and engaged. Golf is a game where you can travel. There's a lot of groups that go all over the country, all over the world. Small groups to large groups, a lot of them hit Myrtle Beach every year. So these women now that have decided they're ready to semi-retire and want to stay active are starting to take up golf.
Good.
There's a lot of black women golf groups. We list a lot of them on our homepage of the website, from the Ebony Ladies to the Black Jewels. There's just so many great opportunities.
Wonderful, 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 wonderful. Okay, you and I, we have 13 minutes remaining, but we will continue our conversation until my next guest calls in.
Oh, that's fantastic.
So, you know, it's just fair that we do that. We'll just continue, and when he comes on, then I will let you know. I also want to remind the callers that if you have a question for Ms. Debert Cook, who is the publisher of the African Golf Digest, the number you can call is 646-915-8166. Okay, Debert. You mentioned about you being an event planner and a meeting planner and all of that. And you know my show is geared for the education, inspiration, and empowerment of entrepreneurs and small business person. So for that young woman who is listening or who will be listening on the archive, who is thinking, oh, I would love to become a meeting planner, what are some information you would pass on to her?
Well, it depends on exactly where she is in her career. If she's working a full-time job, meeting planning is an industry where it's a marketing initiative, and marketers are temporarily, well, usually the first people to get laid off on a job. So if she's looking to make it as a supplemental career, which is what I did while I still held my day job, she should start by trying to work on her certification to become a meeting planner. And she can start that process by going to the Convention Industry Council's website. Just type in Google, Convention Industry Council, and their website will come up on the certification process of becoming a certified professional meeting planner. With that certification, it opens so many doors for you. In conjunction with getting your certification, you can at the same time begin to attend business conferences that are geared to the training programs for meeting planners.
Yes.
To help you with operations and logistics and a lot of the software that's out there to help you in planning your programs, in soliciting new clients. That's where she should start.
All right, all right. And how somebody who is getting out there green, or even though they are registered with the right organization and everything like that, how do they get their first client?
There are a couple of ways to solicit clients. What I usually do is go through all of the business directories, everything from how I got my medical clients using the medical pharmaceutical directories that are available in the library or online. You go through, and through these programs as a meeting planner, they will teach you how to craft a pitch letter. With your pitch letter, you send that out customized to each of the people that are in that directory, letting them know about your services, and try to set up an appointment to come in and talk to them.
And, you know, as a coach and entrepreneur myself, I know the important things is building relationships. I think it was about a month or so ago, I was speaking with a lady that I know who started a business.
Mm-hmm.
And I check in with her to see how things was going. And the first thing she said to me was that she gave a lot of business cards to people and nobody called her.
Mm-hmm.
And I said to her, business card doesn't get you business. And she said, well, what does? I said, relationship does. I said, before you just hand somebody a card or put a bunch of card in the nail shop or something, people are only going to pick the card up when somebody draws their attention to that, or they are excited and interested in the things that you are doing.
Mm.
So it's interesting that people realize, I mean, it's important that people realize that they must get out and mingle and meet people, learn the importance of adding value to what other people are doing, and then in turn, they'll do the very same for you. Do you find that in your business, Deepert?
I do, especially now, because 80% of my business is all through referral.
Mm-hmm.
I get a few cold calls. I get a few contracts that are either from the minority division agencies, but most of 80% of my business is through referral.
That's right. It's important. It is very, very important you go out there. And the other thing I was excited to hear you mention is about the many publications that you read, because that's how we keep abreast of what's going on in our industry. So we should subscribe to the different publications that has information around the industry that we are involved with.
Absolutely. If you're going to be a serious meeting planner, you've got to be involved with the convention industry news, travel and trade publications, and you've got to also attend the conferences and workshops of your professional organization. It's like any other industry, and you need to be involved in those trade shows, the conferences, and have active memberships with your local and regional offices.
It's, you know, I oftentimes when I go to events at the chamber, I guess I'm like you, Deepert. I look around and I'm the only black person there.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wondering, where's everybody else?
Mm-hmm.
And then you see them other places and they complain about how bad business is and how that. And I'm saying we got to go out and mingle. We have to let people learn about what we have to offer.
And nothing works better than face-to-face.
Yes, yes, yes.
They put a face to a name, you follow up with an email and a phone call, then you try to have lunch, and before you know it, they're giving you all their leads, who told them they're
That's
looking
right.
to do a program next year,
right.
and you're on your way.
That's right, that's right. And the other thing I have learned, too, that I must be patient.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of people, they are in a rush, and they're not investing time into the building of the relationship in order to get the result. They just meet somebody today, and tomorrow they expect that somebody is going to be sending business their way. You must be patient.
That's
you have
true.
To invest time into the relationship. Again, we have 5 minutes remaining, and at least until Shad calls in. I want you to, again, just give out the contact information where all the places that people can get information on about the Augusta Golf Fest coming up in April.
Sure. It's www.AugustaGolfFest, and that's GOLFFEST.com.
Okay. Is there any telephone number or just the website?
Yeah, they could definitely call us here in the New York office at 212-571-6559.
Would you repeat that, please?
Sure. 212-571-6559.
Okay. I asked you to repeat it because I'm not in the chat room, so. I didn't type that in because with the difficulty I was having, I didn't get it this morning. So.
Well, Daddy,
right.
You know, before we go, I want to definitely tell you, I believe that God has put on this earth certain people who are meant to inspire, uplift, and educate the masses, and I truly believe you are one of those people.
Oh, D-Bird, thank you so much. Thank you so much. And you said that, and you know when I mentioned about investing time in relationships, you remember, I think it was maybe about 7 years ago.
7 years ago?
That we started communicating.
During the George Frazier event.
Yes!
Yeah!
I think the first time we encounter each other
mm-hmm.
was at the first Power Networking Conference.
Yes, it was.
And although we did not talk every day, every week, every month, occasionally we would touch bases together, and here we are now working together.
That's the way it works, right?
You
networking
know, yes,
works.
Yes, even if we were looking for microwave result, neither of us would be holding this conversation.
You're so right.
This morning. And, you know, I shared that for people who are listening to know that perseverance pays off. Stick it out.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Relationships are important. So, D-Bert, you have 3 minutes because my next guest calling, would you just please give your summary thoughts, please?
I think that it's very important for people to stay physically active. I know we're all busy. We have a lot of things going on. But if you can just take a few minutes and walk around the block, you never know. What your health is to you is very important. There are people every day just wish they could get up and walk around the block. So take it because, you know, a lot of these diseases that we are encountering, they don't happen overnight. They're a buildup of 20, 30 years of not exercising, bad food choices. And if we just take one step at a time, you don't have to be involved in golf. If you think that's a little too much for you, then just take a walk around the block And just enjoy the scenery, relax, breathe deeply, clear your mind.
Yes.
That does so much for us all as individuals.
Yes. Well, thank you so much, D-Bert. And we will be communicating so I can schedule another show for you so you can get your full time.
I look forward to it.
And I look forward to spending time with you in Augusta, Georgia, my sister.
Okay.
All righty. Keep doing God's work and continued success to you.
Thanks, Daphne.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Dr. Shad Hemstetter, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm incredible.
Oh, my heavens. I can hear the Florida sunshine coming out of your voice.
You're right, and the sun is shining, although I've been watching the television, and I guess it isn't shining everywhere right now.
No, it's not. It's not shining everywhere, but you know something? My spirits are shining because the one thing that consoles me is that there are many people who went to sleep last night and didn't wake up to experience this new day. So I'm super excited. Snow and all, I am so excited.
Well, I am too. And it's going to be a wonderful day for everyone listening.
Yes, it will be. Well, thank you so much for coming on the A New Day show. I don't know if you're half as excited as I am because I have been following you for many years, and I'll give you a little story about how I began following you, even before I have you to do your introduction. I used to be a Mary Kay consultant, and when you became a Mary Kay consultant, one of the read was what to say when you talk to yourself. So I had that book back from in the 80s. I became a Mary Kay consultant in 1985, I think it was. And that was when I got my copy of the book. So the Mary Kay people love you. They love your positive self-talk and all of that. And fast forward to now, I am part of the amazing team at the Life Coaching Institute. So it pays off. It pays off. So I just wanted to tell you that little bit.
Well, thank you.
Last night when I sent the tweet out about you being on the show, I referred to you as the father of personal development coaching, and I honestly and truly think you are. But before we get into all of that, Shad, for those people who probably really don't know much about you, and I don't know whether where they would be not to, would you please just tell them a little bit about who you are and some of the values that you stand for?
I'd be happy to. A number of years ago, back in the 1970s, I began working on and developing a program for personal coaching. And at the time, we didn't have even the concept of personal coaching. It was brand new, and it wasn't going to really be developed until many, many years later. But I developed a program called Who Are You and What Do You Want? And I felt, even when I was younger and very early on, I felt that most all of us, in fact, everyone has so much more within them than almost any of us ever recognize or achieve or live out. And so I first started working on that program, Who Are You and What Do You Want?, because I felt that if you found the right way to reach people and help them look inside themselves, they would find the answers and then their lives would be better as a result of it. Subsequent to that time, I went on to write a number of books in the field of personal growth. Excuse me, I've just finished my 14th book, and all of them, in one way or another, explore the best ideas of the best ideas of things that make people's lives better. I very early on I decided that I would do as much research as I could, and in the quest of finding what makes people better, I would always look for what works as opposed to what just sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
And so my path has always been to find what really works and what works mm-hmm. in a very practical way day after day after day. And so when I wrote the book that you just mentioned, What to Say When You Talk to Yourself, that was really my first general public step toward finding what that truth was inside of us and how do we find it and what do we do about getting it. And so that book was about programming. And then subsequently, after that, I went on to write books about goal setting and books about coaching and helping ourselves and helping others through life coaching. And I've had such a rewarding, wonderful time doing this because, as you mentioned, you first got the book, What to Say When You Talk to Yourself, in 1985. And it's fascinating for me to, when I'm doing a seminar, to meet a couple and they'll have their young daughter or son with them. And their young daughter or son is now learning the same principles that their parents learned when those parents who are standing right in front of me, when they were young and their parents introduced them to one of the concepts in that book. So I'm now meeting the second and third generation of people who are improving their lives because they're figuring it out. So my role in that has been to keep researching and keep exploring and to let everybody know the easiest steps to doing it. And there's still more to learn, but we've learned so much. And the next big step is being here right now, today, this moment.
That's right. That's right. You know, there are lots of, I mean, maybe I'll be a bit exaggerating when I say thousands of coaching programs pop up out there. But when you put your foot to the metal and find out which of those work, and we are not here to hit any program, but do your research and find out what works. I mean, the Coaching Institute is not just putting a lot of fluff on it. The systems that we are involving that our clients are involving are systems that have been researched for many, 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 many years, and they work. I'm not just saying so to pitch the organization, but it works. And here you are listening to Dr. Shad Hemstetter today, who is telling you the hundreds of hours that he has put into research to make sure that the programs that he put out and the information he put out that is accessible to you are convenient and comfortable and easy to use. I want to remind you that you can call in at any time you have a question or remark. If you are listening and you have been a client of the Life Coaching Institute, we would love to hear from you. If you have any questions, we too would love to hear from you. Please call 646-915-8166. And I'm in conversation with Dr. Shad Hemstetter, who is the founder of the Life Coaching Institute. Yes, there's another powerful book that there's a lot of buzz about, Shad, and it's the book, The Gift. You there?
I'm here.
Go ahead.
The book, The Gift, is a book that took many, many years to write. I actually started writing that book many years ago. And I had decided that if there are these wonderful self-help ideas, these personal growth concepts, that somebody ought to take the very best of them and put them into one book and make it so simple that anybody could understand it. And so I began writing that book, and I brought the 12 best personal growth ideas together. And I had much of it written in a chapter here and a chapter there and a lot of ideas, and the book was coming together. And then I finally decided I would have to not only write the book about how this works, but I would have to show living examples of people and organizations that were actually living these concepts. And so the book took me longer to find those people, but eventually I found them, and I completed the book it came out in 2005, and it's been one of the most important books, I think, in my writing career, because it reached many, many more people who were trying to make lives for themselves as well in both in network marketing and in their personal businesses. And it's a book that helps people figure out what they can do next. and do it very simply, and it takes a lot of the mystery out of personal growth. And so I named it The Gift, and it is my gift to a lot of people who deserve so much to do so well and have been looking for the right approach. And so I'm very happy with that book, very proud of it, and it helped me reach a lot of people.
You know, one of the things that I've noticed as a coach or empowerment specialist or whichever label I'm carrying when, is that the work that I do with my clients not only impact their personal lives, but the lives of their families and friends and their community. And I'm sure for you being involved in this industry for so many years, you have many examples that you can share about that as well. Do you find that to be so?
There, I call it the ripple effect, which is a commonly used term. It is like if you toss a pebble into a brook, or a pond of water that's perfectly still. You toss just one pebble into it, and the ripple effect, the rings will spread out from that. Circle after circle after circle until it reaches the final shore. And I believe that when you touch someone's life, it's not only I believe, I know, when you touch someone's life, it doesn't even have to be in a very dramatic way, but if you touch someone's life in a positive way or a helpful way or a supportive way, you touch their life, that in turn not only affects their life in a positive way, but they then touch others, and then those people touch others. And I've seen that time after time after time, where just by taking the time to assist someone in their forward path through life, to help them in an uplifting way, maybe to believe in someone when they need somebody else's belief. When you do that, you're not just helping that person in that moment. You're helping that person's life and thereby helping the lives of many other people. So I believe very strongly in this ripple effect, and you know, if all of us think about it in that way, it makes it more important to touch those people or to help them or to give that extra energy or that extra strength to them that day, because it's going to go far beyond the moment.
You know, I remember a couple of years ago, a gentleman walked up to me with tears in his eyes. And he said, Daphne, and I said, what for? Because I did not recall anything I did for him. And he said, thank you for my new wife. And I was stunned. His wife was a client of mine. And, you know, I felt so blessed that he took the time to tell me that. And I didn't even mention to his wife that he said that to me, because I thought that was confidential. But he knew that it was because of the time I am investing in her that is helping to remold her into this amazing person that he was now having to encounter in his life. And it was such a blessing to hear that.
That's a wonderful story, and it really does make you feel good inside, doesn't it, to know that very quietly, to know the truth that
yes,
you've helped somebody that, in fact, it certainly changed or affected their relationship in a really
yes,
positive way, or he would never have mentioned it.
No, and I saw tears in his eyes. I knew when that statement came out of him, it was coming from the core of his spirit. He was genuine in what he was saying. And I did not need to get into any details. I knew my work had an impact on that family. And I said, God, I thank you. You know? And it was just a blessing to hear that. Now, for some people who are looking to get into coaching, what are some insights you have for them, Shad?
Well, the first thing to do is to ask yourself one question, and you'll understand the question immediately, and that is, you ask yourself if it's important to you to help other people in your life. Every single life coach that I have trained or known has that one wonderful quality in common, and that is every single good life coach wants to help other people get better. In fact, the reason that I founded the Life Coach Institute is because years ago when I was finding that coaching does work, if you know how to ask people exactly the right question, and if you help them find the answer and then help them set goals and then help them change some of the programs that had caused them to have the challenges or the problem in the first place, and if you're there to assist them, those people will improve their lives and they'll get better. And for years I had watched that happen, and I'd seen lives just change in a wonderful way. And I thought, then how do I duplicate that? How can other people do what I've been learning for so many years and researching? How can other people do that? And the Life Coach Institute actually was the result of that one goal of mine, which was find a way to help other people do the same exact same thing that you're doing. And I knew that I knew the process worked because I was seeing it in so many people's lives. But I also knew that it was limited to how many hours that I would have in a day. And so I decided I'd find a way to translate the skills that I had learned and to write it out in such a way that other people could use exactly the same method and the exact same technique. And so I founded the Life Coach Institute and began training people in doing that. And I found that if I wrote the life coaching sessions in advance and showed them how to use the tools, that anyone who wanted to help other people could use exactly the same concept, the same tools, and they could live a life that was helping other people. And the result of that is now there are hundreds and hundreds, thousands of life coaches that I or the Institute, the Life Coach Institute, has trained, and they're doing what I enjoy doing so much. They're helping people get better in their lives. So that was the purpose for the Institute, and as it turned out, not only was it effective, but there are people now who have changed their own lives because they've become life coaches, and now they're helping change other lives. I would just add very quickly to that, I have never found anyone who could not do it, who could not become a coach. If you like people and if you want to help people, then you can be a good life coach. That's the number one prerequisite. You don't have to spend the years that I spent studying. You don't have to have a degree in psychology. You don't have to have a background in counseling or therapy. In fact, sometimes it might help not to have that background. If you want to be a good coach and help other people, you can absolutely do it, and you can learn how, and it's much easier than I ever thought it would be.
Yes, you have made it so easy. Because, you know, I'm excited about what you just mentioned about wanting to help people, because I have a friend here in Connecticut, and for the past, I think, 2.5 months, this gentleman has been doing email blasts that come June, he will no longer be working in this, I'm not going to call the company's name, but this organization that he's working with, he's going to be let go. And he was asking people to look around for a job for him.
Mm-hmm.
And I immediately called him up. I said, you know, for so many years, you have been helping people. I said, you send email out about this. You keep the community abreast of what's going on. I said, you would make an amazing life coach. He said, you think so? I said, I know so. I said, I only verbalize the things I'm positive about. He said, well, how do I do that? And I said, okay, I'll be getting you a kit. And I gave him the website to go on so he can get his free kit. And I said, come June, you will be all set and ready to kick off your practice, your coaching practice, or you would already kicked it off. And the gentleman is so excited. I said, hundreds and hundreds of people you send email out each week to let them know what's happening statewide and what's happening locally. I said, now you can get paid for serving these people. So it is not difficult to identify the right people who want to be coaches.
You know, Daphne, what's happened in the past 2 years especially, life coaching has grown. It's gotten larger, and it's grown dramatically. It has been growing noticeably for about the past 12 years, something like that. But in the past 2 years, it's gotten really wonderful, and the reason for that is, as the economy got more challenging or more difficult, people began to look for something that they could do that would allow them to get through, but would also allow them to get away from that going to an office every day,
mm-hmm.
or following a, you know, climbing a corporate ladder. Or not that there's anything wrong with that at all, but people began to get nervous about the future because for the first time, many people were very uncertain. They could no longer rely on the economy or what was going to happen next. Their comfort zone began to disappear, and the worse the economy got, the more people started thinking about, what am I going to do next? Well, among all those people were those who for years have enjoyed helping people. And they have people seek them out, and they come and talk to them, and they ask them advice, and they ask them questions. And for years they've been doing that, but they've never figured out a way that they can get paid to do that. And so life coaching has gotten extremely popular because now they actually have a new career. It's a wonderful career, by the way. I just
yes.
love the career. And they can do that like this gentleman that you're talking about. Literally, they can change their entire lives.
Mm-hmm.
And suddenly begin doing what they wanted to do in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
You know how they've been helping people, or they've been always concerned about others, but never found quite a way to really connect with people and
mm-hmm.
for a career. And life
mm-hmm.
coaching lets them do that. So
mm-hmm.
so there are a lot of people like that now who have decided,
mm-hmm.
yes, I'm going to make the change. I'm going to become a life coach. And I encourage them to do it because I watch it happen. I know so many coaches. And literally, they're happy now. They're finally doing what they wanted to do in the first place, but they didn't know how.
Mm-hmm. And the beauty about being a life coach is that you don't have to be concerned about the rug being pulled out from under you. Because you get up every day and you create the life that you want, you know. It's so rewarding every day you're talking to somebody new. It can be somebody locally. It can be somebody in another country. Because one of the things that excites me about the program and the instruments that we have at the Life Coaching Institute, it allows us to service people globally. Would you like to talk about some of the instruments that we use at the Life Coaching Institute, Shad?
Yes, I would. I'd love to. The Life Coach Institute has, it's the easiest way to look at this coaching program and why it's different from others, although I believe that any coaching system that helps people is a good coaching system, so I never say anything negative about any coaching system. If it's helping other people, that's good. That's what it's there for. But I can tell you how the Life Coach Institute is different. It's think of it in terms of a three-legged stool. There are three legs, and one leg is the life coach. The next leg is self-talk and changing your old programs. We all know what self-talk is now. We know that we're born and grow up. We're born without any bad self-talk, and then we grow up getting programmed by other people. And we can talk more about that in a moment.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And unless we change those programs that are indelibly, it seems, etched in our brains, it's like our computer programs. We got a lot of programs, and a lot of them are the wrong programs. So we grow up thinking that we're less than we are, and we
mm-hmm.
hold ourselves back. So that's self-talk. That's the second leg of this stool. The third leg is a very practical way to set goals and to reach goals. So when you put those three together, self-talk and changing your programs over here, then over here is goal setting, how to really set goals that work and how to do it very simply so you actually do it. And then the coach is the third part, and the coach keeps that all together. It's just a tremendously powerful tool or group of tools used in combination that every single time you do it, it helps. That's why people who are graduates of the Life Coach Institute are so happy as coaches, because they've got a system that works. And it is a system. Here's the thing. So many people who wanted to be coaches for so many years just started coaching, or they thought, oh, maybe they need to get a degree in counseling, or at least study counseling. But one way or another, they would start coaching, and they would find out that they ended up kind of in trouble because they were having to give advice, especially in areas where they weren't trained to give advice. Well, my approach has always been never give advice, but in fact, just learn to ask exactly the right question.
Right question.
Because if you ask the right questions, you know that that person ultimately will have the right answers within herself or within himself. And so the program at the Life Coach Institute doesn't require you to give advice. In fact, it helps you not give advice and get in trouble by giving the wrong advice. It helps you instead learn exactly what questions to ask. In fact, they're all written out for you. So the program works because it's in those three parts, and it is written out. So you have 52 coaching sessions pre-written for you in advance with all the questions in them, and that makes it easy for anyone to do what I was doing when I was coaching myself, and that is ask the right questions. You'll end up getting the right answers.
Yeah, you know, I am so in love with the Life Coaching Institute because prior to becoming part of the Life Coaching Institute, I was already a coach. And I tell you, when I entered the Life Coach Institute, my work was cut in half because here now I have to my accessibility 52 weeks that's planned ahead. I don't have to go create anything. It is all there. It is already there for me to utilize. So that in itself was worth it. You had mentioned a couple minutes ago that we're going to talk about some of the programmings that we encounter.
Yes.
But before you do that, I want to remind the listeners to please call in with your questions. We have 35 minutes remaining in this conversation. Please call 646-915-8166 with any questions or concerns you may have. And I'm in conversation with Dr. Shad Hemstetter. Yes, negative programming.
Here's how it works. From the moment we're born, every single thing that's ever said to us is virtually typed into our personal computer. Everything we hear, everything we see, everything we do, everything we experience, even everything we think. Everything that's told to us, whether it's true or not true, every single message we get from the moment we're born, every single message we get is actually programmed in chemical electrical pathways in the brain. So they're actually recordings. It's like imagine this. When you're born, you have this little bitty computer keyboard strapped to your chest. And from the first thing that anyone says to you, instead of just saying it to you, they're actually typing those messages into your keyboard. And that keyboard is plugged directly into your brain, into your what we call the subconscious mind, which is just really the neural networking processes of the human brain. And so those messages that people are saying to us, and they have no idea that those messages are being recorded permanently, and that people record those messages, and it's just like typing them into that computer keyboard. Well, at first, of course, the messages we get are how sweet and wonderful we are because we're newborn infants. But then as we grow older, those messages begin to change. We begin to get messages that some parents who don't know how to do it because they have their own programs themselves that they're just repeating to their own children, they begin to say things like, you're clumsy or you're foolish or that's stupid or that will never work for you or you're always going to grow up to be chubby like your Aunt Harriet or you'll show up late for your own funeral. And we begin to get messages from people that they did not intend to give us. They're just sharing their old programs. And then those messages not only get recorded, but every single time we say the same thing, every time we repeat it, and it would sound like this, oh, I'm no good at that, or I can never remember names, or nothing ever goes right for me, or today's just not one of those days, or why do some people have all the luck, or everything I eat goes right to my waist, or whatever it is, we begin to say, and those things that we hear ourselves saying, those are just the tip of the iceberg. There are tens of thousands of other messages that we get. They're programmed into us. then we begin to repeat them. So we become our number one programmer, and we start repeating those same messages consciously and unconsciously to ourselves. And what happens is that part of the brain that records and stores and acts on all of those messages that we're getting, that part of the brain doesn't know the difference between something that's true and something that's false.
Mm-hmm.
Something that's good or bad or right or wrong or positive or negative, it doesn't know the difference. It just stores those messages,
right,
and it acts on them as though they're true. And so all of us know that from time to time in our lives, sometimes very frequently, it's natural and seems completely correct to say, I'm not good at that, or today's going to be one of those days, or this just won't work for me, or so we begin to look at the incredible life in front of us in terms of what we cannot do, and we think other people can, instead of what we can do. And what the truth is that most of the limitations that hold us back are actually programs that other people typed into us without knowing it, and then we duplicated and began to type those same programs into our own brains, and then that became our reality. That became who we believe we are. And once we believe that, then that's who we are.
Mm-hmm.
And what the life coaches do is that work with this program, they help people change those old negative self-talk programs and replace them with something called positive self-talk.
Mm-hmm.
And they teach people, they have them listen to self-talk on CDs, and they have them practice during the week. And every single time you begin to repeat a new program, a brand new positive self-talk phrase, you begin to record that one into your brain, and your brain accepts that one also, and then it begins to, slowly but surely, it begins to see the new real truth about you because the new self-talk is creating that. So that's a very short form of how it works, but what's exciting is it does work that way. It's neurological, it's scientific, it's chemical, and it actually works that way in the brain. But you don't have to understand anything about the brain works to figure out,
right,
this is what I need to do to change my self-talk. This will change my programs, and this will change my future.
That's right. You know, I have clients who are in very, very negative environment in their homes, and so negative that, you know, the spouse didn't want them to enter into the coaching program and all of that. So it was a no-no. And they enter into the program not known to the spouses, and they just play their positive self-talk in their homes.
Yeah.
Put it in the CD player, just play it. And everybody going about their business. And all of a sudden, they start looking better there. And, you know, I've had people verbalize that, man, this thing works not only on me, but everybody in my house, even when they don't know that I'm setting them up and that's the reason I'm playing it, because I could well play it in the privacy of where I am. But I wanted to make sure other people are hearing it, and I wanted to see how they react to that. And, you know, to every time I hear a testimony like that, it amazes me, because I know that positive self-talk work, but every time that you see the result, it helps you to appreciate the system that you work with.
That's so true. So often people will say, yes, I've been listening to self-talk, I've been playing the CDs in the background, and definitely I'm getting better and my programs are changing. And then they say, just what you were saying, they say, yes, but you ought to see what's happening with my family. They're getting it too. And the reason for that, Daphne, is that when your brain hears self-talk, it doesn't even have to be loud. You have to be able to hear it. It's not hypnosis and it's not subliminal, but you have to be able to hear it. But even if it's just in the background, your brain begins to record it. You know, it's like we, all of us, remember the words to the first holiday songs we learned, or we didn't even learn them. They were just playing on the radio. We learn word for word things that have been played in the background of our lives, like the songs we know, and we learn them without having to study them. That's because the brain is just quietly busy recording everything that's coming in. And when it comes in repeatedly, because the key to self-talk is repetition. Repetition, repetition, repetition. The more often you hear the same message, in this case it would be a good message about yourself, the stronger those programs get. And the stronger those programs get, the more you unconsciously repeat them again and then again and again. And so that in time you begin to see yourself as the person who's being described in that new message. Well, that happens automatically. It happens unconsciously. We don't have to think about it. Anything the brain can hear, the ears can hear, that will be recorded. So the other people at home in the background who don't know anything about self-talk or maybe about coaching or anything like that, if those CDs are playing in the background or in the car when you're driving or wherever it is, those same programs begin to have a positive effect on everyone else. So it's true. We see a lot of lives change. People get better even when they didn't intend to get better. And I think that's a good thing.
That's amazing. And I want to ask the people in the chat room whether they have any questions. And also, we only have 26 minutes remaining. I want to hear from you. Please call 646-915-8166. Remember, you have this awesome opportunity to ask any questions about personal development and coaching from the father of personal development himself, Dr. Shad Hemstetter. So don't allow this opportunity to go by. So please dial 646-915-8166. Dr. Shad, I know the Life Coaching Institute makes it very convenient for people to afford coaching training.
Yes.
And what's some things that you guys offer?
Some while ago, Daphne, I have spent a lot of time traveling and speaking to audiences all over the world. And so I meet a lot of people in person. Excuse me. And I began to notice that there were many people in my audiences who would come up during a break or after the program, and they would ask me about life coaching, and we would talk about it, and I could see in their eyes that they really wanted to help other people. They had the dream or they had a vision, but they just felt they couldn't afford it, because life coaching can be costly to get into some programs. And the Life Coach Institute program was a program that the tuition is $3,850. And I began to realize, and looking into the eyes of so many people as I listened to them, that I was talking with people who would become, without a doubt, some of the very best life coaches ever, but it was finances that were holding them back. So the board of directors of the Life Coach Institute decided they would offer a scholarship program, and that would help people get into life coaching who otherwise couldn't afford it. And that would mean more people would help more people. So that would reach my goal. My goal is to help people help people. So the scholarship program was put into effect, and today, if you qualify, and you can qualify, people are able to get a $3,000 scholarship awarded to them by the Life Coach Institute so that they can get trained and they can start earning an income within a month or 2 months, maybe 3 months, and you'll have income coming back in. And so I like that a lot, because suddenly more people could take advantage of what I, of course, believe is the best life coaching program in the world. But not only can they take advantage of it, they can start earning income as a result of that. So now they're genuinely helping themselves and their families, and they're doing that by being a coach and helping other people.
And as well as the amazing support. I mean, what I've found out, you know, you are not just sent off by yourself as a Lone Ranger once you become certified with the Life Coaching Institute. The support is still there. We have weekly meetings. You have access to the people from corporate on the phone. So you are not alone.
Also, the Life Coach Institute, if you go online to lifecoachinstitute.com. That would all be one word, lifecoachinstitute.com. And go online. Up in the upper right-hand corner, there's a big button that says Life Coaching Community. And you click on that button, and that opens the door online to the place where all of our life coaches can get together and share ideas and help each other and learn more. And it's a wonderful community that's made up of coaches. And if you've ever wondered whether you could make it as a life coach or whether there's help out there, and if you'd ever wanted to talk with other coaches and learn from them or see what they're doing, see how they like it, just go to lifecoachinstitute.com, click on the button that says community or forum, the Life Coach Forum, and go there, and you'll find coaches talking to each other, and you can ask them questions, and they'll help you. They'll talk to you about coaching. They'll do anything they can to help you get started because they had the same dream that you have. Mm-hmm. They just found a way to make it come true. And so I encourage people to do that because that will tell you firsthand, coach to coach, what coaching is like and what you can expect and whether you can do it yourself. And I just want to add to that, to answer the question, and I'm asked this question so many times, when somebody says to me, could I do this? Could I be a life coach? My answer is, if you want to help people get better,
that's right.
Yes, you can. You can do it. And it doesn't make any difference. As Daphne, as you know, so many of your listeners have mm-hmm. felt that they didn't have maybe what it took or something like that. And you yourself know, if mm-hmm. you want to help people, you can do it. And then the Institute will help them do that.
Mm-hmm. You know, I add one part B to that, Chad, and I say, you know, so long as you have a desire to help people, and you are willing to ask the right question, that's all it takes. That's all it takes because it's all laid out there for you. You know, Chad, we have 20 minutes remaining in this segment. One of the challenging questions that the general public is faced with, and some people face a challenge with it, is the question around accreditation to be a coach. Would you love to address that?
I would love to address that. I don't know how many times I've heard that question, but it's a wonderful question. What about accreditation? If you go online, there are organizations that offer an accreditation. And here are the facts, and this is important to understand. There is no legally sanctioned accreditation in the field of life coaching. Because life coaches don't give advice, they don't prescribe, they don't treat mental health, they simply, like an athletic coach, help people find their strengths, build those strengths, and set goals and move forward. Because of that, there is no legally sanctioning body at the state or federal level any place in the United States. There doesn't really need to be one. However, there are organizations that say that you have to be accredited. Those organizations are privately owned. They are self-created. They have their own policies and guidelines, and they're simply privately owned. So I would be very careful about what you read online about accreditation. Go to Wikipedia and some good sources for information and look up accreditation. It will tell you more about that. What is important, however, in life coaching, if you want to be a life coach, is your certification. Two very different things. Accreditation would be if there were a legally oversight group that approves different kinds of coaching courses and study guides and so on. That would be accreditation, and that's the one that there aren't any legally sanctioned boards on. Certification, on the other hand, is to be certified by the institute itself. That would be like the degree you receive from Stanford or Harvard or Howard. That would be the degree you receive. Does that have a certification? And that comes from the school itself, and that makes the school or the training very important. So when you look into life coaching, you have to look into what does this institution actually teach and what does that certification give me? The most important thing is to get a certification from a school that knows what it's doing, that has a really good, credible track record, and that can certify you with actual substance instead of just a piece of paper. So accreditation is not something that is legally sanctioned, nor is it required to be, and certification is something that you get from the school. So the number one rule here, or the thing to do, is check out the school. Find out what its history is. Who are the people who founded it? What are its principles? What kind of support do you receive after you've gone through the training? And do you receive a certification from that school? So that's what to look at. And when you look at that, it doesn't take long. You can do some research on the Internet, and you'll find that the really good schools, they'll tell you exactly what they do, how they do it, what kind of support they'll give you afterwards, and that would be the kind of school to go with.
Okay. Thank you very much, Chad. We have 16 minutes remaining, 12 of which will be yours, and the other 4 is going to be mine for closing. I would like for you to please give out contact information, how to get in touch with the Institute. And afterwards, I would love for you to do your closing remarks, please.
Yes. The way to get in touch with the Life Coach Institute is to go to lifecoachinstitute.com, LifeCoach, Institute is INSTITUTE.com, and that will take you right to the homepage of the Life Coach Institute. When you get there, you'll see that there is a very simple form to fill out if you would like to get sent a free packet of information in the mail. So it comes to you by personal mail fast. And just fill out that short form, and then you'll receive a packet of information that gives you all the information you need to make your decision about whether you want to become a life coach. And you'll get a lot of questions answered, and it's something that when you get it at home, you can read it, you can discuss it with your spouse or your family members, you can study it to make sure that this is what you want to do. You can also, on that same website, you can apply for the $3,000 scholarship, and you'll find a button right there. You click on it, it says the word scholarship in large letters, just click on that, fill out the form, and then you'll be applying for that scholarship. You're not obligated in any way when you do that. That's just the approval process to get approved for the scholarship. I'll give a phone number, and you can also call this number to reach the Institute. It's 850. Wait, I'm going to hold off on that phone number because I want to make sure that I give the one that everyone can call. So I'll do that in just a couple of minutes.
Okay. All right. So go ahead, Chad.
Yeah, and people can, if they're interested in self-talk, Daphne, they can also go to Self-talk, S-E-L-F-T-A-L-K, store.com, selftalkstore.com, and that's where they'll find information on the different self-talk CDs that you talked about.
All right. Okay. So now, until you get that phone number ready, would you please just summarize your thoughts? What are some of the high points that you would like the listeners to remember, those who are on now and those who will be listening in the archive?
All right. I'll go over a couple of points that I think are really important. Number one, if you want to get better in life, if you want to improve your life, always, always know that you can. Each of us was designed to succeed. There has been no one ever that was born and designed to fail. We got some old programs. They work against us. But those programs can change. And if we at any time make the absolute choice or the decision that says, I choose to succeed. I don't mean just financially, how much money you have or will have in your bank account. I don't mean just in relationships. I don't mean just with weight or losing weight. I mean becoming that successful person that you were born to be in the first place. The moment you make that choice, you begin to change the future. Once having made that choice, the single most important thing you can do that we've ever found, and this comes after my work also, and over 40 years in this field, the single most important thing you can do is to begin to set goals. And when you begin to set goals, it's absolutely essential that you write them down. And I don't mean goals like to become a millionaire. That's okay. If that's what you want to do, that's fine. You can write that down. But I'm talking about the goals that tell you what you choose to achieve in 2 weeks, in 2 months, in 1 year, in 2 days. Short-term goals are always more important than long-term goals. The long-term goals are important so you know what direction you're heading. But the goals that actually help you become successful, the goals that take you there, are the short-term goals. So that would mean, what do I choose to do today?
Mm-hmm.
What goals do I want to achieve this week? You don't have to set 20 or 30 goals. 3 will do it, maybe 4 or 5. They can be about anything. Mm-hmm. Write your goals on paper. A goal that's not written in paper or written down is not a goal. It's a wish, or it's a hope, or a want, but it's not a goal. So if you want to achieve a goal, it has to be written down. And next, always put a date after the goal. Some people worry about putting a date because they think, oh, that means that I've got to be responsible. I've got to do it. Well, don't worry about that. Write the date. Mm-hmm. And if you don't reach the goal by the date you put down, reset the date. Reset the goal. That's life happens. That's
right.
The way life works. Reset the goal. And then next, very simply, when you set a goal, just write a simple list of 1 or 2, maybe 3 obstacles that get in the way, and then turn each one of those obstacles. And I don't want this to get confusing because it's so important.
Mm-hmm.
Write an action step for each obstacle. So if you say, okay, my goal is to learn the Spanish language. Okay, obstacle. I don't have the time, or I took Spanish in school. I didn't do too good at that. Then look at that obstacle and say, okay, what's the action step? The action step, rework my schedule, figure out how many minutes or hours a day I would like to work on Spanish, and find the time to do that. So when you write the goal, date it, write the obstacle, and then write the action step to deal with the obstacle, you'll find that in step by step by step, the small little steps, you'll begin to reach the goals. And be careful what you write down, because your chances of reaching that goal are immense.
Yes.
And that new truth, that new picture of you begins to start the moment you write the goal down on paper. So make the choice, set the goal. And then, along with that, I would only add in closing my portion that listen to your own self-talk. Listen to the words that you say to yourself today.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to what you're saying to yourself right now.
Mm-hmm.
Those words that are going over and over, that are played through our mind, are played through our lives. Those messages, those programs, those determine whether we'll reach those goals or not. And we'll reach those goals better. We'll get where we want to go. We'll actually begin to believe in ourselves. And we'll have the energy and the strength and the spirit to do it when we begin to give ourselves the kind of self-talk programs that tell us that's who we are. That's who we were born to be in the first place. Today's my day. Now's my time. I'm going for it.
Amazing. And the beauty about the goal setting, the Institute, here at the Institute, we have that all online for you. So you don't even have to stress yourself. You can just sign in and you can just have that all there for you. So we are here to serve you and to help you impact other lives. Do you have that phone number, Shad?
Yes, it's
850-516-4470. So you have the website. I just went to the chat room and I typed it in. You have the telephone number. If you have more questions, and I know you will, just give us a call there. And the other great, another great thing that just happened at the Institute this January, this year, the Institute has implemented another section with enrollment counselors. So even after you get your information, There are counselors that call you up and go over all your anxieties or unanswered question and just help you to flush the process out. So, you know, the Life Coaching Institute is a part of who I am. It's a part of the work that I do. I am so elated and privileged to be part of this amazing, amazing organization. And Dr. Shad Hemstetter, I want to thank you for implementing this program and this organization for the rest of the world to benefit from. You were not selfish. You knew the type of work that you were doing. You saw the result. And you have duplicated yourself so that no part of this universe would go lacking by training these hundreds of life coaches that you have. I just want to thank you.
Thank you, Daphne. You are a shining light to all, and your light will reach more people than you or I will ever know, and that makes life good.
Thank you so much, and I will be speaking with you soon, and together we will keep doing God's work.
Have a wonderful day. God bless. Bye-bye.
God bless you. Thanks, Chad. Bye-bye. Yes, I thank those of you who were in the chat room. I was just in conversation with Dr. Shad Hemstetter. He is the daddy of life coaching, and he is the founder of the Life Coach Institute. And you have the number you can call. You can get your question answered. The telephone number is 850-516-4470. You can get a free kit to learn more about the program. You can even apply for a $3,000 scholarship that will help you to offset the tuition costs of the training. I want to also remind you that coming up, before I do that, I want to just thank the people who signed in today in the chat room. I see some of my colleagues there. I thank you for your support, and I look forward to your support in my conference that's coming up, the Vision Weekend Conference, to be held at the Heritage Hotel. Heritage Hotel Golf Spa and Conference Center here in Connecticut. And the conference will be on May the 6th through the 9th. We are having speakers from around the world, from across the United States, experts who are the best in the field of entrepreneur. We'll be having a banquet. We're having keynote speakers. We are having luncheons. You have the ability to treat yourself to spa if that's what you want. We'll have hands-on creation of your own vision board that will help you to create your vision visible in front of your eyes and also to help you to achieve your goals. I look forward to seeing you there. I want you to visit the website for the Vision Conference. That should be up and running this week. And the website for the Vision Conference is www.visionweekendconference2010. And I hope that you can make it there with us on that that weekend. So I look forward to seeing you there. I want to repeat, it's Vision Weekend 2010 at www.visionweekendconference2010. And I know I typed that incorrectly, so just correct it for me. I am excited about the conference, and so are my colleagues. I look for your support there. And again, I apologize for the glitches in the beginning. I want to remind you that each of us were born for a purpose. We have a destiny. Do not allow anything or anyone to derail you off of your destiny. This is Dynamic Daphne, the queen of the empowered soul, saying so long, and I'll see you next week, same place, same time. God bless you.
What's the plight that you've called me to? The thing I'm set aside to do. I trust you, Lord, to see me through. Will you let me look in your heart? Begin to praise him. Begin to thank him. Begin to praise him. Hallelujah.
you feel it? Everybody, you're going into a new dimension tonight. You'll never ever see it again the same way. You'll never ever touch it again the same way. You've been called with a great call. It's a monumental call. You've been called to change nations and generations. Come on and praise your God. Ho, 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 ho.